everyone, and welcome to a deep dive into the world of investing. You know, it's more than just picking stocks.
Right. It's bigger than that.
We're going to be talking about how to make your money work for you in a way that aligns with your values.
Mindful money growth.
I like that. Because wouldn't it be great if our investments didn't just grow our wealth, but also reflected what was important to us?
It's funny because so often people think of investing as this like separate thing, right?
Yeah.
Something that only financial experts deal with. But the truth is, it's a lot simpler than that. It's about taking control of your financial future, making sure your money is working with you and not against you.
Exactly. And the first thing that really struck me going through your materials was this idea that investing is about so much more than just getting rich. Mm. It's this whole concept of putting your money to work. It's like giving your money a side hustle.
Yeah, I love that. Think of it this way. You work hard for your money, but it doesn't have to just sit there in your bank account, slowly losing value.
Sure.
Instead, it can be out there, like you said, earning its keep. It can be growing over time, even while you're busy doing other things.
So it's like, imagine you invest $1,000 today with the power of compound interest. That could potentially grow to like $1,700 in 10 years, even if you don't add another dime to it. It's like magic.
It is.
But the magical part is really just time and consistency.
The snowball effect in action.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that can kind of sneak up on you,
mm-hmm.
we can't forget about inflation. It's like this sneaky villain slowly chipping away at the value of your money over time. But when you invest wisely, your money has the potential to outpace inflation, meaning you're actually coming out ahead in the long run.
This is where I had a serious aha moment, because I used to think investing, that's for when I'm older and have more money. But the truth is, the earlier you start, even with small amounts, the more time you have for that snowball effect to work its magic.
Absolutely. And you know what all of this leads to, what the ultimate goal is?
Yeah.
Financial freedom. Imagine having money consistently flowing in from your investments without having to trade your time for it. That's the power of passive income. It's not about getting rich quick. It's about creating a life where your money supports your dreams and aspirations.
Okay, so we've established investing isn't just for Wall Street hotshots.
It's not.
It's for anyone who wants to build a more secure and fulfilling future. We're talking about beating inflation, potentially achieving financial freedom, and all with this amazing power of compound interest working in our favor. But here's where it gets really interesting. So one of the sources you shared introduced this really cool concept.
Okay.
It's called the happiness exchange rate.
Yeah.
Which totally changed how I thought about investing.
Interesting.
It's not just about the numbers, right? It's about making sure your investments align with what truly matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that?
You know, it's a brilliant concept.
Mm.
It really is, because imagine you're considering two investments and one offers a potential for sky-high returns. Mm. But it comes from a company whose ethics make you cringe.
Yeah.
The other offers more modest returns, but it aligns perfectly with your values. Maybe it's even contributing to a cause that you believe in.
Totally.
The happiness exchange rate is asking you which investment will truly make you feel better about your place in the world, both today and in the future.
That makes so much sense. But how do you actually apply the happiness exchange rate in your own life?
Yeah.
Because it's easy to say invest in what you believe in.
Right.
But what does that look like practically?
It starts with a question, really. And that question is, will this investment contribute to a life I feel good about living?
Hmm.
So think beyond the potential financial gains.
Okay.
Will this investment positively impact, you know, your well-being, your relationships, maybe even the planet? Does it support businesses or causes that align with your values? It's about considering the bigger picture.
So instead of just asking, you know, will this investment make me more money? It's more like, will this investment contribute to the kind of world I want to live in?
Yes.
That's a powerful shift in perspective.
Exactly. It's about aligning your money with your values, your aspirations, your vision for the future. Honestly, taking that time for reflection can lead to much more fulfilling financial decisions,
mm.
not just a bigger number in your bank account, but a greater sense of purpose and satisfaction overall.
You know, it's interesting because before we even get to choosing specific stocks or bonds or whatever, we're talking about happiness, values, purpose.
Right.
It really reframes this whole investing thing. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
There's another fundamental piece of the puzzle we need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this one might hit a little closer to home for some of us.
Yeah.
Spending. I know. I know. Not as exciting as watching our investments grow, but trust me, this is important.
Oh, it is. You're absolutely right. Before you even think about investing, you have to master mindful spending. Think of it this way. Investing is like building a house. You can have the grandest plans, the best materials, but if your foundation is shaky, the whole thing is at risk.
Right.
Mindful spending is about building that strong, stable base.
Okay, I'm listening. Give us the lowdown on mindful spending.
Okay.
How do we build that solid financial foundation?
It starts with awareness.
Yeah.
Where is your money actually going? That morning latte, those impulse buys, they add up.
Oh, yeah.
Start tracking your spending, even just for a month, and you might be surprised where your money's going.
I've been there. That's where those budgeting apps come in handy. They can be really eye-opening. Once you have a clear picture of your spending habits, what's next?
Next, it's about identifying your spending triggers. We all have them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that limited time offer that sends you into a frenzy, or the feeling that you deserve a little treat after a long day, you know.
Yeah.
By recognizing those emotional triggers, you can start to create some space between the feeling and the impulse to spend.
So it's about being mindful of the why behind our spending. But once we've got a handle on our spending triggers, how do we actually make smarter spending choices?
That's where we bring in the concept of needs versus wants.
Okay.
Do you need that new gadget or do you just want it? Is that expensive dinner out of necessity? Or could you satisfy your craving with a home-cooked meal? It's an ongoing process for sure, but, you know, by consciously considering our purchases, we can start to align our spending with our values.
Yeah.
And free up more resources to invest in what truly matters.
This is where the light bulb moment happens.
Yes.
By mastering mindful spending, not only are we more likely to make sound investment decisions because we actually have more money to work with.
Exactly.
But we're also freeing up more money to actually invest in the first place. It's like hitting the financial jackpot.
Mm.
Now that we've laid the groundwork with mindful spending, I'm ready to get into the exciting stuff, the actual investing. Let's talk risk, returns, and maybe even throw in some fun analogies along the way.
All right, so we've covered the why of investing. It's about more than just getting rich.
Right. It's about aligning your money with your values and building a future that you feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the importance of mindful spending because a strong financial foundation is key.
It is.
But now let's dive into the exciting part, the actual investing.
Okay.
I'm ready to decode Wall Street. Are you?
I think decode is the perfect word because one of the biggest hurdles for new investors is just simply understanding the lingo.
Right.
But don't worry, we're going to break it all down in a way that makes sense, even if you've never even owned a single stock.
That's what I like to hear. So let's start with a term that used to make my eyes glaze over, risk tolerance.
Yeah.
What is it and why is it so important in the investing world?
Imagine this. You're at an amusement park.
Okay.
And you have to choose between a leisurely Ferris wheel ride or a heart-stopping roller coaster.
Oh.
Which one are you instinctively drawn to?
Oh, man.
That gut feeling, that tells you a lot about your risk tolerance.
Okay, I'm a Ferris wheel person all the way. Does that mean I'm doomed to low return investments forever?
Not at all. It just means you're probably more comfortable with investments that offer slower, steadier growth, even if it means, you know, potentially sacrificing some of those big, exciting gains.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly okay. Investing isn't a one-size-fits-all game. It's about finding what aligns with your comfort level and your financial goals.
So how do we figure out where we fall on that risk-return spectrum?
Well, it's a combination of factors. It's your age, your financial situation, your overall comfort level with the ups and downs of the market. There are even, you know, quizzes and questionnaires you can take to kind of help you assess your risk tolerance.
Okay.
But ultimately, it comes down to understanding how comfortable you are with the possibility of your investments, you know, fluctuating in value a bit.
Got it. So once we have a handle on our risk tolerance, how do we actually choose where to put our money? Because there are so many options out there, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, the list goes on.
Yeah, that's where understanding different asset classes comes in. Think of them like the different food groups of investing. You want a balanced, diversified portfolio to ensure you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
I have a good food analogy. So what are these food groups and what makes them unique? Okay, so let's start with stocks.
Okay.
They're like owning a piece of a company.
Hmm.
When you buy a stock, you're essentially betting on that company's future success.
Okay.
If the company does well, the value of your stock goes up and you make a profit. But if the company stumbles, the value of your stock could go down. It's higher risk, higher reward.
That makes sense. It's like I wouldn't invest my life savings in a friend's bakery, no matter how much I love their cupcakes, without understanding the business side of things.
Exactly.
There's always that element of risk. So what about bonds? What makes them different from stocks?
Well, think of bonds like lending money to a government or a company.
Okay.
They promise to pay you back with interest, kind of like a loan with a guaranteed return.
Okay.
Bonds are generally considered less risky than stocks, but they typically offer more modest returns as well.
So if stocks are like riding a roller coaster, potentially with big thrills, but also, you know, more bumps along the way, bonds are more like taking a scenic train ride. A bit slower, a bit more predictable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, there's cash and cash equivalents.
Right.
Like high-yield savings accounts, which we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
These are the most stable options.
Yeah.
Your money is safe and easily accessible, but it might not grow as quickly as it could with stocks or bonds.
Okay, this is all making a lot more sense now. But with all these different asset classes, how do we actually decide where to put our money?
That's where diversification comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that don't put all your eggs in one basket analogy.
Yes.
Same principle applies to investing.
Yeah.
By spreading your money across different asset classes, different sectors of the economy, and even different countries, you're essentially mitigating your risk.
So diversification is like having a well-balanced investment breakfast. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, to set yourself up for long-term financial health. I like it. But with so much to learn and so many choices to make, where does a beginner investor even begin? What are some good starting points?
One of the best things you can do as a new investor is, honestly, keep it simple.
Okay.
Don't get caught up in trying to time the market or pick individual stocks. Instead, consider starting with investment vehicles designed for long-term growth and diversification.
Like what? Give us the inside scoop.
Okay. One great option is index funds. Think of them like a pre-assembled basket of stocks that track a specific market index, like the S&P 500.
Okay.
When you invest in an index fund, you're essentially investing in a tiny piece of hundreds of different companies, which provides instant diversification.
So with index funds, you're not betting on any one company. You're betting on the overall performance of the market.
Exactly. And they tend to have lower fees than some other options,
right,
which is a big plus. Another option is exchange-traded funds, or ETFs.
Okay.
They're similar to index funds in that they offer instant diversification, but they can be bought and sold throughout the trading day, like individual stocks.
So ETFs are like index funds with a bit more flexibility.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Now, we've also got mutual funds. They're like the curated meal of the investing world, meaning they're professionally managed by a fund manager who makes investment decisions on your behalf.
Sounds convenient, yeah, but there's a catch, isn't there?
Well, the convenience often comes at a price, literally.
Right.
Mutual funds typically have higher fees compared to index funds or ETFs, so it's essential to weigh the costs and benefits before investing.
Okay, so we've got index funds for simplicity and diversification, ETFs for a bit more flexibility, and mutual funds for a more hands-off, professionally managed approach. Are there any other options, especially for someone who might be a bit more risk-averse?
Absolutely. Don't forget about high-yield savings accounts.
Right.
While not technically investing in the same way as stocks or bonds, they do offer a way to earn a slightly higher interest rate on your money compared to a traditional savings account.
That's a good reminder that investing isn't just about those high-stakes Wall Street moves, right?
It's not.
It's about finding what aligns with your risk tolerance and your financial goals. Speaking of which, let's talk about the mindset of a successful, mindful investor.
Yeah.
We've covered the mechanics of investing, but what about the mental game?
This is where things get really interesting. Remember that amusement park analogy we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Investing can feel like a roller coaster ride, with its share of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to stay focused on the long game. Don't get caught up in the short-term fluctuations.
Easier said than done, right? Especially with the constant barrage of financial news and market predictions, it's enough to make anyone's head spin.
It is. And that's why emotional discipline is crucial.
Okay.
One of the biggest mistakes investors make is letting their emotions dictate their decisions.
So don't panic sell when the market dips, and don't make rash decisions based on fear or greed.
Right, exactly. Remember, investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Stay informed, stay focused on your goals, and don't be afraid to seek guidance from a financial advisor if needed.
This has been incredibly insightful. As we wrap up our deep dive on mindful investing, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with today?
You know, investing doesn't have to be intimidating. It's about taking control of your financial future, aligning your money with your values, and making choices that support the life you want to live. Start small, stay informed, and remember, it's never too early or too late to start investing in yourself and your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is your journey, and the possibilities are endless. Keep learning, keep exploring, and remember, mindful investing is a journey, not a destination. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.